We're joined this morning by Jean Sachs, who is the CEO of Living Beyond Breast Cancer. And we have with us a two-time breast cancer survivor, Deborah Wood. Deborah, if you could tell us a little bit about your story. How old were you when you first got diagnosed, and what was your travels to where you are now?
Oh, I would love to. I was 34 in 1999 when I first heard those words, you have breast cancer. I was given those words at a time in my life where I should have been the happiest person on earth. I was just engaged to a wonderful man in my life, and we were planning on getting married. 2 weeks later, I hear those words, you have breast cancer, and that put the wedding plans definitely on hold, and decided instead, let's make sure I live so I'm able to make it down that aisle.
You then had the treatment, I suppose, and when that time was going on, what kind of a treatment was being done for a breast cancer person?
Well, in 1999, I received an aggressive form of treatment. First, I had a lumpectomy, followed by chemotherapy and radiation. And during that time, I was introduced to Living Beyond Breast Cancer, and their support and resources they were able to provide me really helped me make informed decisions that I needed to make for the type of treatment that I needed to go through and undergo for, you know, my life, for my survival.
Oh, Jean, you're the CEO of the Living Beyond Breast Cancer. How long has this organization been around?
Living Beyond Breast Cancer was founded in 1991, so we have been around for almost 22 years. And our whole mission is to connect people with trusted breast cancer information and a community of support. So from the moment a woman is diagnosed, you know, we can be a place they can turn to get information on treatment decisions, managing side effects, quality of life. They can connect with other women who've had the disease. So we really are kind of a go-to place for women facing breast cancer.
What is the latest information you can give us related to breast cancer as far as survival rate or diagnosis, when's the best time to have the mammograms, that type of thing?
Well, that's a lot of questions and a lot of controversy, but, you know, the hard news is, you know, we haven't done much to change the mortality rate of breast cancer in the last several decades. So the same number of women still lose their fight with breast cancer, and about the same number of women are diagnosed every year. Where we have made advances are for women living with metastatic breast cancer, so that's breast cancer that has spread beyond the breast to either a vital organ or your bones. We have lots of treatments that work much more effectively, so those women are living longer. We still don't know what causes breast cancer, or at least most breast cancers, and we still have a lot of work to do. But fortunately, you know, for many women, the treatments are successful.
Deborah, you were a two-time breast cancer survivor. When did the second diagnosis occur for you, and were you more prepared to handle it that time?
No, I can honestly say I wasn't more prepared, because at the time it was a 13-year gap between my first diagnosis and my second diagnosis. So I did get married, I've had two children, and I was living that busy life of raising a family. So in 2012, just 2 years ago, I heard those words again, you have breast cancer. And it was just, you know, put on the brakes. You can't go to soccer practice right now, and you can't do this, because, you know, mommy has breast cancer, and now we have to fight. And our family fought as a team. It was definitely a team effort. But my first phone call was to Jean and LBBC, and they were able to provide me with more information. There's so much more information out there than there that have improved the survival of breast cancer from 13 years ago. And so my call was to Jean, and I was able to get more resources and information to make more informed decisions on my treatment and recovery.
Jean, your organization really connects women who are going through the similar situation. You have webinars, and you have ways to get the resources to them. How important is it for a woman to reach out, to be amongst the people that understand what she's going through?
I mean, I think for some women, it's vitally important. I think all women could benefit from it, but, you know, we're all individuals, and not everybody, you know, wants to be public about their diagnosis. But I will say, and I've seen this time and time again, when women come together at conferences or talk to each other on the phone or even connect through Facebook, and they can share their similar experiences, it is so reassuring. It's so helpful to get them to the next step, to know they're not alone, to see people who, you know, are maybe a couple months ahead or a couple years ahead or maybe even a decade ahead. It's very hopeful. So, you know, we believe at Living Beyond Breast Cancer, it can be extremely important to connect and reach out. And there's so many ways to do it now. You know, it doesn't have to just be in person. You can just go onto Facebook. We have a very active Facebook page. You can call our helpline. You can just go onto our website and read things.
And I understand you've teamed up with 5-Hour Energy to help support your cause.
We have. We're very lucky. For the second year in a row, we are partnering with 5-Hour Energy. So from now until the end of December, if you purchase the 5-Hour Energy Pink Lemonade, there is a pink ribbon on the bottle. Living Beyond Breast Cancer will get a percent of proceeds. Last year, all those little bottles added up to about $350,000 that went directly to LBBC to support our mission.
Breast Cancer Awareness Month is the month of October. You'll see a lot of pink out there in reference to all organizations that are trying to raise awareness and also look for the cure as it is. We've talked today with Jean Sachs, Living Beyond Breast Cancer. If people want to find out more about the organization, what's the best way for them to check you out?
The easiest way to find Living Beyond Breast Cancer is to go right to our website, which is lbbc.org. That's livingbeyondbreastcancer.org. And there they'll find all our resources, phone numbers, upcoming programs and events. So that's the best way to find us.
Thanks very much for your time today. And Deborah, thank you very much for sharing your story. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bruce.
Jean Sachs, Living Beyond Breast Cancer, and a two-time breast cancer survivor, Deborah Wood, joining us this morning to talk about breast cancer awareness.